about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, it looks like many of us with the real cool hairstyle, which I think started back in the 80s, where you would have hair that would cover one eye. We thought that was really cool, and, you know, it never really shook. They say that probably caused many of us to develop lazy eye. So we're going to have to cut the bangs. We'll talk about that. Also, looks like asthma is on the rise. We'll talk about what to watch for with that. Some blood pressure news, Alzheimer's news. I guess what's happening is the government has made a deadline for us to figure out the cure for Alzheimer's by 2050, which would be nice. That would be nice. So we'll kind of talk about what's out there, what they're working on. Some cool stuff. I just hope I could pronounce it. What's easy to pronounce are your phone calls and my phone number. So please call in. See how I had to transition that? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow me on Facebook. All right. And follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Thank you all for the follows. This way, at least I can make sure I give medical information to you in between my dealing with my back that I threw out on Mother's Day. This is ridiculous. I feel like I'm aging. Yeah. And it stinks. I don't like asking people to do things for me. I hate dropping something and having somebody pick it up. I like to pick up my own things. I like to do a lot of filing on my own. My staff, you know, I'll file, I'll answer phones. You know, sometimes the staff is like, please, Dahlia, don't answer phones, because then the patients talk to you, and we got to document it, and it's easier for us to talk, and then, you know, it's I just like doing things on my own. And the one thing about having, you know, your back out, it's, and it's funny, because if you've never thrown out your back, you probably look at those of us that do as weenies. And you're like, come on, you're faking it. You are faking it. Really? You can't get up? Really? And people just don't understand. When you got that deep back pain, that, you know, spasm, it stinks. And you know, it's interesting. I've talked about how many of us, we probably sustained injuries that would have warranted much of the pain we have now when we're older, when we're younger. But I think there's some sort of, I don't know what it is, if it's our serotonin, if it's our endorphins, I don't know what it is. But I just think we feel less pain when we're younger than we do when we're older. You know, I mean, I have so many people that say, I don't understand, my back hurts now. It should have hurt when I played football 20 years ago. Why is my back hurting now? Well, because the arthritis set in. That's what we tell them. But many of them have had arthritis back then. My back arthritis, I know I had in my 20s. All right? I've been running ever since I was 13. I started running. And so I was building up arthritis in my mid-back, because I remember we x-rayed when I was in my 20s, and I saw it there. But it didn't hurt me then. Yet I'm in my 40s, and it hurts. Why is that? Yeah, I'd really like some researcher to figure out why that is. Because all we do is we blame it on us aging. And us having arthritis and et cetera. You know, for example, I got an email from somebody asking about, but remember we were talking about the, stationary bike and how it could hurt, depress a woman's sexual, function, and how it could depress a man's function because of the saddle, type of pressure that you're putting on the bike. Well, you know, I got multiple emails from people with knee issues saying, hey, my doctor's telling me to do the stationary bike for my knee, but that hurts my knee. I'm in agreement with you. I can't do stationary bike. Not because I'm worried about the sexual side effect saddle thing that we talked about yesterday, but because it hurts my knee. I have never been able to do a stationary bike ever since my skiing accident. And yet doctors say do the stationary bike. I can't do it. I could walk on a treadmill. I could play around with the incline if my knee bothers me, depending on where my cartilage tear is. Well, Dr. Dahlia, go and get the cartilage fixed. No, I can't take off. To stop what I'm doing to do a surgery? I mean, I have to admit, for me to be able to do the radio show with my back the way it is now, I could probably have knee surgery and still do radio. It just, unfortunately, I still got to pay bills, and, you know, I still have to work on my practice, so I'm putting it off. But I know one of these days I'll get it done so you guys don't have to hear me complain about it. But, you know, we blame our arthritis on age and the pain on age. But, you know, it would be nice for them to identify why, if we had the arthritis in our 20s, we don't feel it then, but we feel it now. What are we losing? You know, what hormone? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Dr. Dali, I'm live in Mississippi. I'm a 240-pound, 45-year-old. I quit riding a traditional bike and went to a recumbent bike, and a recumbent bike took care of all the saddle problems. I have no saddle problems anymore.
No, okay, wow. No, thank you, thank you. Yeah, the recumbent bikes, I got to admit, I can handle those better. Still, for my knee, I avoid both of them. But, yeah, the recumbent bike, it puts pressure on your lower back as opposed to the saddle area. Very good suggestion. I like the recumbent bikes. Those are good, too. And they, you don't look as funny while sitting on them, you know? You know when you're doing the upright one? You kind of, you know, wave them back and forth. No wonder you're putting pressure on your saddle area. The recumbent bike, I like that a lot. All right, so for those of you listening, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. There is no other show like it. All right, now you know why. Nobody would dare to do what we do. All right, they'd be afraid the ratings would drop. But this is what we do. So call in with your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, what's this? Honda unveils a no-hands techno unicycle where robotic motors keep you upright. I guess it has a speed of 3.7 miles per hour, can be folded up into a carry case. Robot brains keep you upright. What is that? It looks like a floating car seat. Honda's robotic Unicub, a unicycle, lets ordinary people do what used to be what only circus performers could do. Oh, I see that. You sit on it. This is kind of cool. Huh. You sit on it, I guess. I don't know why, though. You don't really look that cool. I don't know if I'd want to do that, huh? I'm getting a little feedback here. Sorry if you guys are getting feedback. I'm honestly, it kind of looks like a toilet apparatus, to be honest. Huh. All right. Well, I guess you guys could unicycle for exercise, but you aren't putting pressure on your saddle. Looks like you're putting pressure on your hemorrhoids. That's not good. They need a hemorrhoid pillow attached. All right. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you could take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't feel so bad if you guys have arthritis. We were talking about earlier in the first part of the show that dinosaurs looks like suffered from arthritis just like we did. I guess researchers found a female Pliosaurus. To me, I think the name sounds fake, but they're now calling everything dinosaurs. We came up with a Pelosi-saurus and an Obamacare-osaurus. Pretty scary creatures. But anyway, they had a Pliosaurus who we believe had arthritis in the jaw weakened. On this fossil of this kind of reptile-type water reptile dinosaur, I don't know how they could tell. Anyway, they said it ate squid, but for some reason broke its jaw because of the arthritis, because obviously squid is squishy. Squid wouldn't have broken a dinosaur's jaw. And they think it was female, and they think she was pretty upset about it. So interesting stuff. I think it's really, really cool where they found fossils and they try to, you know, create what the scene was like, right, you know, with arthritis. I'm sure she was grumpy. All right, well, let's move on. All right, asthma continuing to rise in the U.S., now 19 million adults, 8% of our population, suffers from asthma, and it is on the rise. Now, children, of course, are hard hit. Smokers are hard hit. People with other respiratory vulnerabilities. And the funny thing is many of us are diagnosed with asthma, And we argue with the doctor going, wait a second, wait a second. No. I don't have asthma. Now, everybody thinks the typical symptom of asthma is the wheezing. And I spend a lot of time talking on asthma, usually this time of year. So I apologize if any of you listened to my show a year ago and are like, oh, man, Dahlia's repeating this. Well, if it's been a year, yes, because this is asthma season for many people and wintertime, too. All right. You could have asthma and not wheeze. All right. You could have some shortness of breath. Yes, you could have some chest tightness. You could have some trouble breathing. You know, but many times it could be a cough. You know, a lot of these kids that we diagnose with asthma in, it's a chronic cough that doesn't go away. Now, of course, we always check for reflux because sometimes acid that comes up in the middle of the night could irritate vocal cords, etc. But, you know, many people that have a chronic cough may actually have asthma. Remember, your asthma doesn't care whether you wheeze or not. Asthma is under a disorder called reactive airway disease, where your airway reacts. Your airway doesn't like what's coming in. And so the wheezing is resistance, airway resistance, because your lungs are trying to protect yourself. Remember, your lungs are smart, okay? Your lungs just won't breathe in anything if they don't have to, all right? They will try to protect themselves, because what is the purpose of the lungs? Well, to oxygenate your blood. We talked about this with the heart chambers, remember? All right, blood goes into the right atrium, okay? Then it goes into the right ventricle. The right ventricle pumps it into the lungs. The lungs oxygenate the blood. Okay, the oxygenated blood come back into the left ventricle, left atrium, then it falls into the left ventricle pumps it out throughout the whole body. As the oxygen diffuses out and the oxygen gets used, the blood turns from the reddish, nice bright red to a dark red, purple, etc., bluish, comes back into the right atrium, into the right ventricle, pumped back into the lungs, etc. And that's how it works. So your lungs oxygenate the blood by transferring the oxygen to the blood at the alveolar level. Pretty cool stuff, okay? If your lungs don't like what it's breathing in, whether it's smog, whether it's a perfume, whether it's dander, whatever, you will have increased airway resistance because your body is trying to decrease the amount of lower, deeper lung channels from being exposed to the particulates and the pollutants. And you get airway resistance and you wheeze. Now, unfortunately, this immune response could kill you. Because if you don't get the oxygen that you need to, right? If you don't get the oxygen you need to, you're going to eventually die. And so what the body is hoping, the reason why this defense mechanism is in play, is they're hoping you're uncomfortable enough to get the heck out of that situation and breathe better air. Now, unfortunately, people with asthma, now that's how a normal set of lungs will work, all right, where they will react to the airway. An asthmatic may be more prone to having inflammatory juices come into play, and you may not recover as quickly. So you may be in perfect air, right? You may not have any inciting events or stimuli, and you go into wheezing. And many asthmatics, that's why we unfortunately give them steroids, because steroids decrease their inflammatory cells. You know, many of us, we have a really good, perfectly choreographed system. And then some of us, our system works, but it works to our disadvantage. So when your asthmatic starts to wheeze, and, you know, we try to give them oxygen, of course. You know, we want to give them as fresh air as possible. We try to decrease the inflammatory aspect of the leukotrienes. We'll use single-layer alkylate, et cetera. We'll use steroids to decrease the histamine release, neutrophil infiltration, et cetera. As your body tries to fight any inflammation, it makes it more difficult to breathe. And another thing we do is your beta agonist to help open up the airways. All right. If you're wheezing and your airways are closing up, we want to open up your airways. So we'll do those breathing treatments with albuterol or Atrovent, et cetera, to open up the airways. Because if we open up the airways, you could get oxygen that way. So that's kind of asthma in a nutshell. Now, asthma could be allergy-induced, like we talked about. It could be occupational asthma with pollutants that you work around at factories, etc., and exercise-induced asthma. Sometimes exercise could do it. And I got to tell you, if any of you that suffer from asthma, I feel for you. I really, really do. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I love the city, but I've lived here long enough where I think I've developed something which I've called a Vegas asthma. Right? Vegas is in the middle of a desert. Now, even though Bugsy Siegel thought it was a great place to have a city, and I love living here, it's a very young city. Okay, people didn't live here because it was very dusty, it was very hot, it was in the middle of a desert. They were able to make it into a beautiful city, an amazing city. Parks, schools, excellent, excellent city. It just, we're still in dust. Okay? I mean, on some days, our air quality is worse than Los Angeles. Los Angeles still beats us by far, by a mile with air quality. But still, sometimes with the dust and with the way the valley holds the smog, we do. Now, me, I've never been diagnosed with asthma. Yet I'm going to tell you, when I get sick, if I'm sitting in traffic, I can't breathe. So I'm reacting somehow. Now, will I use some asthma medications? Yeah, I don't care whether I have asthma or not. Okay? I mean, whatever the doctor wants to give me to breathe, I'm happy. But, you know, many of us are, the point of that story, yes, there's always a point, is many of us are walking around treating symptoms that could possibly really be underlying asthma. And we don't know if it's bronchitis, we don't know if it's cough, we don't, you know, we're going through the motion. If you could get assessed and diagnosed with asthma, if you're having it, you're going to be all the better for it. You'll be better prepared. Because if you do, let's say, have predictable airway patterns during certain times of the year, whether it's flu season, Christmas time, allergy season in the spring, then your doctor could hopefully maybe institute types of therapy a few weeks before that season hits. You know, when I have an asthmatic patient, I always want to give them the flu shot. I'm a huge fan of the flu shot for anybody who's respiratorily compromised, because we don't want them going into the hospital with an asthmatic exacerbation. All right? It is not a fun thing to suffer through. And so we need to know who our asthmatics are. Now, if you go, Dolly, I don't have asthma, but I always have problems one time a year, well, then maybe during that time of year, have some testing done. And if it looks like, whether they call it asthma, whether you're a smoker and they call it COPD, I don't care. Just have somebody evaluate your lung function. It's very easy to do. Many doctor's offices, they have spirometry. They have you blow into a machine. It's kind of a pain in the butt, especially if you think you're going to lose your urine, right? I have to cross my legs when I do the test. But anyway, you blow into a machine, and it looks at your forced vital capacity, your forced expiratory volume, etc., because they want to see how compliant, how your lungs are working. Now, excuse me. Now, boy, that sounded beautiful. We've talked about what asthmatic lungs are like. Okay, you know how you take a balloon, and you have a brand new balloon, you blow it up, you let the air out to make the funny sound, and the balloon is, you know, almost the same shape it was. Well, what happens after you do that 20, 25 times? Or you let a balloon lose its air that was blown up for a while. It's boggy. It actually has some air in it. And like you're trying to get the air out of that balloon, and you can't. There's air trapping. That's what an asthmatic lung is. It's lost the elasticity to push out the air. See, people think asthmatics can't get air in. That's true. But the real pathophysiology of what's going on is you have air that you can't push back out. And that's why we check your forced expiratory volume, how much you can expire. Inspire is taking air in, expire, expiring air out. Okay? So that's just quickly asthma in a nutshell. And again, that's just how I understand it. I don't want to dumb anything down, but that's how I look at asthma with the balloon. That's what they taught us in medical school, and it made so much more sense. And when you have your little asthmatic lung and it just doesn't get the air out, yeah, you're going to have a tough time trying to get air in when you need to get your fresh air in. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 888-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, an Alabama man is mad and has filed a suit against a Florida blood bank. I believe it's Life South Community Blood Centers, charging that a transfusion from blood he received there gave him HIV. Okay, apparently Howard Midkiff, all right, received blood, which came from an Alabama branch of Life South Community Blood Centers. All right, apparently there was blood allegedly contaminated with HIV that was collected by Life South back in 2010 from a quote-unquote John Doe. 4 days later, Mr. Midkiff had been admitted to the Baptist Medical Center in Montgomery, where he underwent a coronary bypass grafting. And I believe he needed blood during the procedure and received the Life South blood, which they believe was infected. I mean, they didn't believe at the time, but he believed that's what happened. Now, Beasley Allen, the law firm representing Midkiff, said that LifeSouth found out that the blood products tested HIV positive in May 2011. So we're talking about 7 months later. They alerted Baptist Medical Center. The following month, Midkiff was diagnosed as being HIV positive. Now, apparently, the Florida-based LifeSouth Well, Lifestyle, I guess, operates 61 blood centers across Alabama. I'm on the west side of the country, so I've never really heard of Lifestyle, unfortunately. excuse me. A spokeswoman for the Baptist Health Hospital System where the transfusion was given says Midkiff is the only one believed to have been given blood from the donor in question. She says they have never experienced a case like this. I hope not. All right. The attorney sought unspecified damages but are asking that the award exceed the minimum required. Whew. Oh, that is horrible. Usually blood is supposed to be tested, right? Isn't it supposed to be tested for HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C? How could this happen? How could this happen? And then they need to find who this John Doe is, make sure he doesn't donate blood, make sure he isn't sleeping with people, make sure he isn't sharing needles, because he obviously, oh, I would be furious. If I was this patient, I would be furious. Oh, I tell you, and you know, people say, well, why aren't the hospitals checking? You know, I'm wondering, usually when you get the bag of blood, you don't mess with it. You know, because the more somebody messes with it, the more you could risk contaminating it. You know, usually you get the blood and you trust the blood bank and, you know, you hook the person up. Now, of course, with the person, you type and cross them. You want to figure out what their blood type is, et cetera, make sure they could be a match for the blood. But, I mean, maybe hospitals, and again, this is just one case. This is, you know, the only case I've heard of. I don't think I've known of any other cases where somebody could transfer HIV blood from a blood bank. But, if maybe it wouldn't hurt for them to take out a sample and check it. I mean, it'd be expensive. And like I said, you know, that involves somebody obviously taking a needle and aspirating some of the blood from the bag out of a port. So there is that very, very small risk of some sort of contamination, but it's you know, very small. I don't know, but that is just absolutely scary. But it doesn't sound like they're going after the hospital. It sounds like they're going after the blood bank. But oh man, you know, you can't take that back. Wow. 1-877 Doc Dali, 1-877 DOCDALI. All right. So the government, okay, is getting involved with Alzheimer's research. Of course, an $80 million national research plan to attack Alzheimer's, all right, is underway. Alzheimer's affects at least 16 million Americans, I think even more. And they're expecting by the year 2050, they could have, I thought even the year 2025 has been thrown around, that they want to have a cure by 2025. Now, the National Institutes of Health, they say, will spend $8 million testing an insulin nasal spray. Apparently, they found a link with diabetes and Alzheimer's. So if they can use insulin in terms of a spray, I guess, decrease insulin resistance, increase the sensitivity by spraying with the insulin, decreasing glycogen deposits, even though we're really concerned about the amyloid and the tau proteins. I'm not sure what this insulin nasal spray is supposed to effect, but it's exciting. You know, it seems like an easy treatment to do. You know, what's interesting also is when you come up with medications for your senior population, sometimes pills aren't the best way to go because you have to hope that they swallow them. And then you have injectables, but injectables hurt. There's IV medications, but IV medications are expensive. I'm wondering whether this insulin spray, you know, gets approved and is effective or not. I kind of like the idea that they're going more towards these nasal sprays. It is very easy to give a family member a nasal spray. Much easier than to try to make sure they swallow their pills. You know, many of them hide their pills. Many of them can't swallow them. Maybe many throw them back up. It's a heck of a lot easier than doing an injection, heck of a lot cheaper than doing IV. So it's going to be interesting to see if medicine starts to transform where they're really going to come up with more formulations that are nasal. Yeah, I guess suppository is another way to get the medicine in, but that's not as easy. Not as easy as the nasal spray. Okay, so anyway, the National Institutes of Health will spend $7.9 million testing the spray and $16 million on the first study to focus on the growth of the disease in high-risk patients. The study will most likely be run by Roche Holding using the Swiss company's experimental drug, Crenezumab. The goal, they say, to develop treatments by 2025. That's it. There it is. The 2025, okay? Researcher at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, Ronald Peterson, I think, is one of the people heading this. They are also looking at how they could slow down the amyloid deposition. We talk about Alzheimer's a lot on the show. You have protein depositions. You get these neurofibrillary triangles. And one study a few months ago said it almost acts viral, where one cell affects the next cell, or affects it to the point where it becomes affected by this. And it's scary. It's absolutely scary stuff. I'm using my effect and affect a little off. I apologize for that. But it's very interesting how they're so close to figuring out what's going on. One study, which I was extremely fond of a year ago, is they found that much of the amyloid that deposits in the brain is being made in the liver. So if you block the production in the liver, maybe it won't deposit on the brain. That's interesting. Okay. This crenezumab, they say, is also known as RG7412. They say there's 300 people in Colombia with a genetic mutation that leaves, and I think it's a lot of extended family, et cetera, that it causes them to develop Alzheimer's in their 40s. If this drug works, researchers plan to expand the test to people who don't have the mutation but are still at high risk. So what they're doing is they're taking a group of people that have a pretty severe gene mutation that causes early Alzheimer's. If it works there, then they're going to look at the high-risk Alzheimer's. After that, then they're going to look at older people that develop Alzheimer's. Now, this crenezumab, if I pronounce it correctly, attacks beta amyloid, which is a protein that builds up in the brains. But therapies thus far haven't been successful yet. There's been some failures, and we've talked about those failures throughout the years on the show. But this Colombian study, they said, will take a different form of attack. They're going to try to prevent the buildup of amyloid before the Alzheimer symptoms appear. And I could see that being plausible if they're working on these patients before they actually acquire the Alzheimer's. And it sounds like they're working with healthy, younger people. All right. And they say, of course, the amyloid accumulates over the years. And then by the time somebody shows signs of dementia, it's already too late. So these treatments have to be instituted before you have enough of this amyloid buildup and the brain cell death caused by these amyloid plaques and tau tangles, et cetera. And usually this stuff happens about 10, 20 years before symptoms settle in. All right. Now, of course, researchers are looking at the whole insulin diabetes link. So that's going to be interesting. Insulin also helps maintain the brain's synapses as neurotransmitters go back and forth. So it'll be very interesting to see this insulin inhaler made by Curve Technology to see how that'll work. So good stuff around the horizon. I hope they just hurry. I don't want to wait till 2025. Don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, our Facebook fan page, so you can at least get up-to-date medical updates or any news I need to share. I try to keep my opinions to myself, right? You know, I am very into what's been going on with American Idol and Celebrity Apprentice and America's Got Talent, but I don't put that on my Facebook fan page. I put real news nitty-gritty type stuff, okay? That other stuff, maybe I'll tweet. I don't know. But I don't want to waste your time. I know many people, they tweet things about their period. You guys don't need to know that. You have very little time. Already Twitter and Facebook to me is over-cluttered. I want to make sure you guys have reliable news, and that's what we do. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite Radio that's also broadcasting the show. And a big thanks to all my affiliates out there and all my listeners. And a big thanks to our troops who are preserving our freedom in this great country of ours. All right. Now, here's an interesting study. Researchers decided to look into and investigate why turning your head when you get an injection really works. And it does. Right? Okay. In the medical journal Pain, they have published a study finding that if you look away when you're about to get an injection, it hurts less. Duh. We all could, you know, why does anybody pay us? I could tell you, I could save you all the research. Pay me. Why are you paying all these researchers and using all these grants? I could tell you. I could do it for free even. Anyway, researchers from the University of Medicine in Berlin and University Medical Center in Hamburg have found that your past experience of needle pricks influences how you react later on. I guess they asked a group of volunteers to watch video clips showing a hand being pricked by a needle, a hand being touched by a cotton bud, and a hand on its own. The screen was positioned in such a way that it looked as if it might be the volunteer's own hand they were watching. Well, I wouldn't volunteer for that study. I said, leave me alone. While they viewed the clip, small electrical stimuli were passed through their own hand, some painful, others painless. The volunteers reported that they felt the most pain during the clips of a needle pricking a hand compared to the cotton bud or hand-alone clips. Well, duh. Please, this isn't groundbreaking science here. And then they backed it up, okay, so they had to back up. Apparently this wasn't conclusive enough, by the results of monitoring their eyes and watching for pupil dilation, a sign of activity in the nervous system. Look, if I had to watch somebody get pricked with a needle on YouTube, I would probably be a little anxious myself, okay? So, but, you know, honestly, for those of you that are about to get, you know, phlebotomy, have somebody draw your blood, get an injection, sometimes looking away does help. See, me, I need to watch. I have to watch. I can't see the surprise to me makes me jump. So I need to watch. If I watch a needle going in, it doesn't bother me. But if I'm looking away and all of a sudden it's that I don't want to jerk. So for me, does it hurt less? Maybe. Yes, it's, you know, I mean, like, you know, with kids, you know, when you have to vaccinate them, it stinks. Because you can't just sneak in and vaccinate them, you know? You gotta get the alcohol, you gotta alcohol them down. I tried so many ways to vaccinate kids and figure out the best way to do it. And you just can't, you just gotta have mom hold them, the kid's gonna scream, and you vaccinate them. It's tough. It is tough. And, you know, and then you have to have the Band-Aid ready, you have to have the, you know, there's just too many steps to do. You can't just come in and do it. You know, because if you alcohol them before, you leave the room and you leave the room, it's probably, you know, it's still probably not sterile. And also with alcohol, you have to wait for it to dry. The drying mechanism of alcohol helps sterilize. It isn't so much the wet alcohol itself. It's the drying of it that helps sterilize. So you need to, it's just a lot of steps. And so I'm wondering if they'll do a study saying the cold of the alcohol swab or is, you know, causes the anticipatory anxiety. Because now, you know, you feel something cold that's cleaning you. Then you smell it. It doesn't smell like a Jack and Coke. I mean, it smells, you know, medicine-y. And then, you know, so I think there's so many other factors causing the anxiety. You know, not to mention, what if you're getting blood work done to see if you were exposed to HIV because of this blood bank story? I mean, I'm sure you're going to be, your pupils are going to be dilated. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, in these days, many of us, we only have one pupil dilated because the other pupil is covered by our banks. And researchers are saying we probably need to stop that, you know, because we're going to be developing lazy eye. Amblyopia, which is a condition of reduced vision in which the brain doesn't recognize some or all the information it sees, they say it is actually occurring because we have so many people, many children get this. And, you know, then we treat them, or we try to treat them early. You know, a lot of times you want to get them before they're seven. I mean, you really want to get these kids early, either patch them, et cetera. But now we're having adults starting to develop this because they're not using one of their eyes because the bangs are covering them. And if kids want to start developing this type of style, tell them no. They really don't have to have one eye covered. I remember it used to be sexy. I remember purposely in the 80s bringing my hair down to cover one eye because it was supposed to be sexy to only have one eye. I don't know. People were into Cyclops. I really don't know. But that's just what we did. So anyway, make sure both your eyes are full and functional. You have to use them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it looks like in a high school in Massachusetts, we have high school teens making a no tanning pledge before prom. Well, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. If everybody doesn't tan, you won't look too pale. That makes sense. All right. They say students at Maynard High School in Massachusetts have a quote unquote no tanning before prom pledge. Barely 209 of the 283 seniors signed the promise. All right. Apparently what they want is to have these kids stop using tanning beds. All right. Because, of course, for prom, you want to look as dark and tan as possible. I remember I've been there. Anyway, it's the first of many high schools that are doing that. That's pretty cool. First Baptist Academy of Dallas has unanimous support for its prom pledge. And students are now starting to say, well, look, you got Nicole Kidman, you got Kate Blanchett, you got Dr. Dahlia, and they're all pale. They're all pale. So you can still look good. You can look good without a tan. I think that's pretty cool. I think that, you know, good for them. Because honestly, when I was in high school, it was all about the tan, all about that. Now, good news for many of you who take Plavix or have a family member that does it is going generic this Thursday. Plavix, Clopidogrel, right? Clopidogrel. I can never pronounce these names. Clopidogrel. It's used to prevent clotting. Plavix is a medication that we use for multiple types of issues, especially those that are more cardiovascular in nature, like a status quo stroke, heart attack, etc. And what's so nice, it is substituted for some patients who were taking warfarin and Coumadin, where you had to check your blood all the time. Now, still, Coumadin and warfarin has its place, definitely, because you can't use Plavix if you have an irregular heartbeat. And many people with atrial fibrillation, we still want them on Coumadin or warfarin, because with atrial fibrillation, there was a study, I think back in 2009, where people on Plavix, etc., had severe bleeding. But anyway, Plavix going generic. Now, I don't know how much cheaper it's going to be, but we have people spending close to $200 a month on this. Many of my patients, I just decided to price shop, and the cheapest I could find it was $131 a month. So if this goes generic, oh, that is going to help, because I know many of you fall under the donut hole. So just, you know, ask your doctor. I think most pharmacies have to give you generic first unless the doctor specifies brand name only. But if that could save you some money, I would like to know what the cost is. So any of you call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, let me know on my answer line or email me, and I'll do some research. Unfortunately, some of these generics, like, for example, when Prozac went generic, it was still $100 a month. And my patients like, say what? So, you know, sometimes generic isn't a panacea, but it helps. All right, guys, have a great rest of the way home. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.